Hello and welcome to this week's episodes of The Calling. Follow your spirit all the way in. I'm your host, Homaya. Join me in this journey of self-awareness, soul frequencies, and spiritual revelations. Let's fly. I felt it would be beautiful for us to reconnect again in this podcast realm. I'm very grateful for you being part of it, being part of the journey, listening. And I'm very grateful for all the guests and the friends and the people that I appreciate and admire that are willing to come and be here and serve you and serve the world. And I felt that it would be good to connect again and do a few solo episodes, maybe to continue the story, maybe to share more about my journey, maybe to give aspects that are deeper than storytelling. So we're going to roll with it and we're going to tap to just before everything happened. If you're, by the way, just listening to this episode out of the blue, go and listen to episode 1, 2, 3, 4, because there's the point where everything was transformed. I want to say a few words about the before so we can go deeper into the after. I was living as a very sensitive person, and I cannot know exactly what made this hypersensitivity within me. My childhood was not what I would name a normal childhood. And I went through quite a lot of challenging experiences from my birth, I would say, through my adolescence, through that point. While I've went through all of that, since there was no awareness, and I would even say not so much support to my state, to who I am, to what I am, I needed to learn and navigate everything by myself and live with it, live with my hypersensitivity, live with my conditions, and just have this life experience as it was designed and trying to get the best out of it. My victim consciousness was quite developed. I would say in some way that I was mastering victim consciousness at that period of my life. And at the same time, it was not the only consciousness that was present within me. It was not just this attitude. Whatever I've experienced was an experience. And within me, the awareness of the mystical, the awareness of the unseen existed simultaneously. There was just no link between those two. I've worked on myself in the ways that I was aware of. And I was going through some psychological experiences actually for a long period of time to be in peace with these life experiences that I had. And I know that in this episode, you might ask yourself what happened there. And it could be that in the future, I will share more light about that. But for the sake of what is present now, I feel that it's really important just to get clear that there was already quite an intensity within me. And there was a sensation that things were distorted while I was having a so-called normal life, while I was excelling in my offerings and my services as an architect, while I had good relationship with people around me, while I was thriving in my own business, and while I was passionate towards life and living. The reason that I'm sharing it today is because at that night that I woke up different, at that night, my pain was healed in quite, we can say, abnormal way. It's almost like a burden that I was carrying and through which I was looking at life and I was looking at relationship and I was looking at connections and I was looking at creation and creativity and business and working and everything. The way that it influenced me, all of that went away. When I woke up the morning after into a new me inside of me, it was not only that it was just luminous, I don't want to say it even like that, it was completely luminous, and in the light of it, the complexity, the pain, the sadness, the disconnection, the distortions just vanished. And what I had within me is more of me. Now, when I'm telling this story to some people, when I'm sharing this story in an intimate spaces, the few occasions that I had, people were astonished and eager to understand how it feels when you get the entire download of who you are, what you are, and what you're here to do in life. This question of what is my purpose and what I came here to be and do, it's one of the strongest questions that people are holding inside of them as a seeker, as those who are longing to be one with the divine. So as grace was touching me at that moment in life, I know and I've experienced that it was not just one occasion. I am very much aware that grace still works through me. Grace is still present here. It is still present when I work with people, when I give my healing, when I give my medicine, when I teach, in my relationship. It is here. And it makes people wonder, what is this magical transformation that one day you understand? What is your purpose? From my experience, my strong life experience, this connection that I had to myself, to the divine, this presence of grace that touched me and transformed me, this relief, this clarity, this gift that I've received, while it is all clear, your purpose, your life purpose, your highest purpose, is your journey. It is for you to receive it. It is for you to welcome it. It is for you to live it. It is for you to experience it. It is for you to make something out of it. I want you to take a deep breath with me as we are listening to that, because there's way more beyond the words. When I was there on what I experienced as the seventh heaven, when I was there and I've received the entire download, there was nothing mental around it. There were no details, no photos, no words, no information. And at the same time, there was an immense clarity. There was a deep knowing, a deep recognition. Because your life purpose, your soul contract, our life purpose and soul contract is something that is revealing itself. And it is an energetic current that you decide to be completely engaged with. You decide that this is your pillar of light. You decide to commit, to be devotional to that experience and to bring your entire energy and to be completely okay not to know anything about it, not mentally. I just got it because that was my question, because I needed to be plugged to where I came from, to who I truly am. I thought I need to know what is my profession. I thought I need to know how to serve. I thought I need to have a purpose that is connected to some offering. But this is not the truth. The purpose is alive as you are. And it is more a sense and an experience. As I started walking through life with this awareness, with this presence inside of me, it took quite a lot of time for my mental body to catch up with everything that is going on, because nothing passed through it. Everything happened in a domain which is not a 3D experience, and therefore my mind was not invited to the party. Our physical body, mental body, emotional body, spiritual body, they're carrying a certain energy and moving in a certain rhythm. And it's not necessarily the same rhythm. Trying to figure out what I would do practically could be only a mental question. Only my mind wants to know what to do and how would I do it. Like, it's only my mind that can have this question. My emotional body doesn't need that. My physical body doesn't need that. My spiritual body doesn't need that. Same for you. However, once it was all coming in and I was plugged into the currency of life and I was one with life, one with the unseen, one with the unknown, one with that has no name, then what my mind needed to know was just how to function. And that by itself is a huge relief, because we are abusing our mind to figure out what to do and to handle questions that are irrelevant for our mind to figure out. And we try to squeeze the purpose of life and who we are and what we are into a tiny little hole, which is such a Western brainwash of what is my occupation and what will I do. So I didn't know what I'm going to do still. The day after, I was healed in such a beautiful way. I felt glory inside of me. I felt I am awakened, luminous, loving, centered. But I still didn't know what I should do. What is my profession or what is my occupation? And that require such a beautiful level of surrendering. Just to know that it doesn't matter. You can still feel fulfilled, wealthy, healthy. You can still have this level of self-awareness and self-recognition without searching this detail, because this detail will be a byproduct of you being who you are fully. So the day passed and I needed to figure out, but the question was not mental anymore. I was plugged. I could understand and recognize that everything is energy. There's nothing more than that. Some of this free-flowing energy is being rendered into who I am, and I translate it into story and storytelling, and it is just a tiny little percentage of what really is. So my level of listening and my level of attunement, we can say, to what now could be felt and had a meaning before, I could feel it, but I couldn't grasp the meaning of it. Now I could feel it, recognize it, and I could embrace the non-mental meaning and presence of it. It was so good until that point, all I had to do is surrender even more. Surrender even more, surrender even more, surrender even more. And you can ask yourself, why? What can you still surrender? Because you gave everything. You had nothing. What more? Yeah, but there was more. There was more place for trust. There was more place for faith. There was more place for being carried by spirit. A few days after, a friend just told me that she is releasing her house, which was in a very beautiful location. It was very sunny in the middle of the city. I really loved her house. I wasn't working at that time. I had no budget. I had no money. And I wasn't planning to go back working. I was like in another state. And while she was sharing with me about the tenants that were supposed to come and take the house and so on, I said to her, and I have no idea how the words came out of my mouth, the same I have no idea how those words are coming out of my mouth. I said to her, why wouldn't I be the one taking the house? And it was like, really? But how? How would I pay for it? How would I even do the move? And at the same time, it was the truth. That was my next station. And this is where I was supposed to move. That was another step in the journey. We allow ourselves so many times to be confused by facts, by information, by what we know. We cannot squeeze what we know to what is possible. We cannot limit our fate, what is designed for us, what we design for ourselves, to what we know. I want to invite you to contemplate, where now in your life do you put mental limitations about what seems to be you and yours, to the extent that you might not even feel or think that this is you and this is yours? And then I call you to go even deeper than that, where you put limitations of how you can dance in this limitlessness of possibilities and opportunities. There are always aspects in your soul contract waiting to be revealed. There are always dimensions. As long as you're alive, there's always dimensions of your highest purpose that wish to be revealed. And it is an inner dynamic that you cultivate inside of you, where you're able to open more and more of that. When you live aligned with your soul contract, this gap between mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual is released. What you experience is way more synchronicities because you are running on your soul inner code. You are activating your singularity. You are communicating from your singularity, your inner power, your way to connect, the way that you're healing yourself and leading yourself in life to more and more beautiful adventures when gifts of the universe are coming to you before you're even calling them. There's an inner state to be in. I've created a 2 weeks journey where we will learn and activate that psychically, emotionally, energetically, activate that inner notion inside of you. I've taught this class so many times, and I've experienced those teachings again and again every time in my life that I wanted to move even deeper, even more aligned. One of the things that I've seen is that there are so many students that are taking the class for the first time. And to move all those aspects, not only the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, but to move all the different aspects that are influencing how are you integrating and aligning with your soul contract, it takes a moment. And there's like moving big furnitures inside the house. But as they go deeper in the teaching and they repeat the activation and they integrate more and more what is being offered in this program, at the time, as the time passes, the alignment is faster, smoother, and the gifts that are coming from the universe with every little alignment is our above and beyond. Feel how it feels when you don't need to ask and you receive, because you're so aligned with your soul frequency. I would love to see you in this class. There are 10 modules in this class, and there is an activation, an aura activation that I'm doing to each and everyone who participates. You will find all the information about that in a link in the show notes, and I would be happy, elated to see you in this class. Thank you. Thank you for listening and being part of this great conversation. You will find all the relevant links in the show notes, as well as a link to a meditation for you to feel more connected to your spirit and aligned with your soul contract. Please, if this episode touched you, leave a review, like, and subscribe. Feel comfortable to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues, because everyone has a calling.